questions.
Jeff, do you like the idea of also the weather changes? You like to sort of disrupt things. You got to run inside.
Well, you know, we actually had a pretty good practice scheduled, and it worked out well because we went and got the special teams phase over. We kind of watched the radar and knew it was going to blow through, and we moved it through a little quicker than it would have moved. But so we got the rest of practice outside, so it's good.
How much did the weather play a role in Vince tweaking whatever he did?
No, he just, you know, he set up and slipped a little bit. He's fine. He got a little tight and didn't pull anything. He just got a little tight, so we backed him out.
Surface make it a little bit tough on some guys, though, as far as...
Inside?
Yeah.
Well, it's just, there's just not a lot of room, you know, to get the things done that we want to get done. So, you know, the guys aren't having a problem with surface. A lot of guys prefer it, but... Yeah, you know, I guess I'm old-fashioned. This game should be played on the grass, so whenever you got a chance to do it, do it.
How about the slick serves out of here?
No, footing's good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's good. Some of them may have not had the right shoes on, but footing was good.
For the situational stuff you work on there at the end of practice, where are you on that as compared to where you'd like to be with guys?
We're good. You know, we've done a lot of them in the walkthrough environments, but there's a couple things. You know, it's the 2 minute is good to do at the end of practice because you got to think when you're tired. And the 2 minute offense and 2 minute defense is so important in our game. You know, we didn't have as many drives last year as we ordinarily do. We only had 34 two-minute drives during the course of the season. And you say, how? Well, you get before the end of the half, before the end of the game. So we weren't as good as we would have liked to have been. The defense was under a lot of pressure last year. We had to defend 10 two-minute drives at the end of the game to win. We won 7. So we want to stay out of that, but it's a big part of our game. You're talking about 200 to 250 snaps in the two-minute phase of the game. So we spend a lot of time on it, and there's things to do and things not to do, and ways to win drives and ways to lose drives. So we try to coach those type of things. But a lot of different situations come up, and we want them to be familiar with them. You hit them in camp, you remind them during the season, and so when a situation comes up, everybody understands what it is, and hopefully get a chance to execute.
Are you concerned at all about the toughest things to get maybe young guys or new players kind of on the same page on, you know, doing those?
You know, I think you could probably go to the locker room and ask the rookies the difference between two-minute and four-minute, and they wouldn't be able to tell you. So, I mean, they're all just trying to absorb as much as they can. But when you're talking to a veteran group, and, you know, especially veteran guys in positions that understand, they remind each other. And that's what we're trying to get across is, you know, you get in the huddle in a critical situation, you've got vets with young players in the huddle say, hey, remember this, don't, you know, be careful about this, this will kill us.
Are you concerned about Jake Scott? Talk about his, you know, first couple of weeks here. I mean, first week in training camp, and he's a veteran.
Yeah, he's a veteran, and, you know, he really enjoys the offense. He enjoys the guys he's playing with. He's tough, and he's athletic, and he's everything that we thought. So, you know, we feel like this, I mean, right now this is an upgrade. You know, Benchy had a great career for us, but, you know, the last couple of years he was battling injury. We got a healthy Jake Scott that can play a long time for us.
I know he's not part of your long-term plans, but Engel Martin, as far as what he's able to do to help you out in this tough time?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he bailed us out. He gave the other, you know, 10 and the other 11 a chance to work on the things that we need to work on. So he's a real good athlete, and so it's good to have him because he can punt and play stick.
Are you impressed by his leg?
Yeah, he's got a real strong leg. He just, you know, needs to get between those poles.
Are you concerned at all about the number of offsides that have come on the hard count from the younger guys?
No, not at all. You know, the only way you're going to get better at it and get used to it is do it. And, you know, we can line up and not go with a hard count and have problems in the games and have problems with opponent timing up the snap. And those things are much worse or more difficult to endure than what you learn on the practice field. As time goes on, those false starts and the defensive offsides will just all be but eliminated.
You plan still to stick with Engel, let him get you through those periods and just...
Yeah, at this point, yes.
Okay, thank you.